Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Last year, state lawmakers created the Long-Term Care and Memory Care Task Force to take a comprehensive look at Delaware's long-term and memory care facilities and the policies governing them, specifically looking at issues such as staffing and care for those with Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. After 14 public meetings, the group issued its final report late last week, offering more than a dozen recommendations to improve these facilities and the care they provide, as the state anticipates its 80 to 84-year-old population to grow by 86% between 2020 and 2050, while its 85-plus population increases by 158%. Delaware Public Media's Paul Kiefer sat down with the task force chair, State Representative Kendra Johnson, this week to dig into what the task force learned and the changes it's recommending.
So you have a background in elder care. In a past life, you ran a day program for aging adults in Wilmington. Were the issues that came before the task force, like staff shortages and high turnover and low reimbursement rates from the state, things that you encountered before the beginning of the COVID pandemic?
So with the day program, of course, there are similarities, right? But the reality is this. We were providing services from, I think, we opened at 7:30 in the morning till maybe 5 in the evening, right? I think that was the time. It's been a while. And we had concerns back then because of staffing issues and also staffing as it relates to the reimbursement rate, right? So the reimbursement rate will dictate what you can pay an individual. So if your reimbursement rate isn't adequate, of course it impacts what you can pay someone. And so back then we were already experiencing the, oh my goodness, Wawa's now paying $15 an hour and all of those other places. So we were experiencing some staffing challenges ourselves. However, we were not a facility that was providing 24/7 care. So just think, 9 hours a day versus 24/7.
So several of the recommendations in the task force report point to a pattern of false or misleading advertising by long-term care providers. Could you say more about what the task force learned on that front?
It is, oh boy. You know, we had a remarkable, eclectic group of task force members that had, you know, experiences as caregivers, being the directors of facilities. And the theme that we heard is that oftentimes some of these entities will put themselves out as providing a higher level of care for individuals who are diagnosed with dementia, right? And if you're a lay person and someone says to you, well, yes, in addition to this being our long-term care facility, over here, we also provide support and services for individuals who have dementia. So a lay person is like, oh my goodness, so that's going to be a heightened level of support for my mom or dad, because dementia is a little different than you just requiring, you know, services, or you're living in a long-term care facility. You know, you have a diagnosis of dementia or Alzheimer's. And what was said over and over again is that it saying that you provide this specialized level of care as it relates to those diagnoses wasn't always the truth. Some people felt that people were just dishonest in their advertising. I'm just going to just say it plain and simple. So you think you're going to, you know, receive this type of service, and it is not the level of service that you want and need for your loved one who's been diagnosed as having Alzheimer's. And as a result, one of the pieces of legislation, I believe that Senator Montevenos will be doing, you know, relates to advertising. You can't say this is what you do and it not be true.
And many other task force recommendations focus on improving communication between long-term care or memory care providers and patients' families. What prompted those recommendations?
That came up a lot. I mean, during the many task force meetings, and I think, you know, and hearing all of that, incorporating in, because we have a lot of recommendations, you know, in the recommendations, I think there is something that relates to the initial orientation that the family and the individual receive, as well as that orientation and communication being ongoing. Because again, when people told their stories, and a lot of these stories were heartbreaking, they felt ill-equipped and afraid because they couldn't advocate for their loved one the way they wanted to, because they felt some of the entities lacked transparency, didn't have great communication, a whole, you know, all of the things, the staffing, everything. It's just like a perfect storm. And then you add to all of that, as a state, we haven't like really evaluated our services to our aging population in a really long time. And we're all lucky, you know, we'll get older, right? But as a state, we're getting older.
So the task force calls for increased state oversight of long-term care facilities. Does that task fall solely on Delaware's Office of Healthcare Quality?
When I think about oversight, and yes, there's, you know, conversations related to Division of Healthcare. But I think about the interconnectedness of all divisions, right? Almost like I take a holistic approach at things, in that they ought to be connected to, I want to get this right for you, that they should be connected to DHSS, which they are, right? And that all of those entities together with good regulatory oversight is how you make the changes. It's not just, it's not these entities doing their work in their respective silo. Like, if we are all interconnected and we are looking at the system and the person holistically, that is how we make change.
And the task force focused pretty squarely on inpatient long-term care facilities, but are these recommendations relevant beyond the walls of those facilities, like for Delawareans who are aging at home or for the growing number of older Delawareans experiencing homelessness?
It applies beyond the facilities themselves when you think about those, the caregivers, right? So people who are able to have their loved one home with them longer, living in the home with them. I think that it will provide all of us a level of comfort in knowing that if by chance I need to leave my home or I need to put mom or dad in a long-term care facility, I now have the assurance that this facility is going to be provide the level of services and support to my parents that I would expect. And I think that there is, I know that there is peace in that, because having to make those type of decisions are extremely challenging. But if you add some peace to it, that you know these entities are, you know, going to be regulated, have the appropriate oversight, and that they're not operating in silos, and all of these recommendations that we have come up with that came from a cross-section of task force members is for the greater good of our communities. If you ever require the SOC services, and if you never do.
Thanks to State Representative Kendra Johnson, Chair of the Long-Term Care and Memory Care Task Force, and our Paul Kiefer for joining us on The Green this week. And The Green continues in a moment with more on the part UD researchers are playing in a new research center tackling transportation issues. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.